God is so good to us. Amen. God is so good to us. He's good to us all the time. Amen. He's wonderful to us all the time. Amen. We're serving a mighty God. We're serving a great God. Amen. We're serving a faithful God. We're serving a God that never slumbers, that never sleeps. We're serving the God, amen, that the prophet, that he stood up against the prophets of Baal, amen, and he called fire out of heaven, and it came down and consumed that sacrifice. Although he dumped, I think it was 12 barrels of water, he dumped over that sacrifice. It consumed the whole thing. That's the God that we're serving. Amen, you're serving the God that parted the Red Sea. Amen. You're serving the God that walked on the water. You're serving the God that opened the blind eyes. He made the lame to walk. Amen. We're serving a mighty God. We're serving the God that set the captives free, the demonic. Amen. The one that came to Jesus and was possessed by the devils, possessed by demons, and Jesus set him free. Amen. That's the God that we're serving. The God that we're serving. He's the God that created this world. He spoke all things as we see and know them into existence. Amen. We are serving a mighty God. Amen. We're serving a mighty God, and we need to remind ourselves of that at times. Amen. The mighty God that we're serving. That'll get you excited. I mean, if you have your Bibles with you this morning, turn over to the book of Acts chapter 17. And we are going to read verse 27 this morning. And what I want to talk to you about this morning is about that relationship with Jesus. To really know him in the way that he wants to know you. And he wants you to know him. There's a difference. That relationship that you have with Jesus. Let's read this verse, Acts 17, 27. Father, bless the reading of the word today. Help us, Lord, as we look into this. Open our eyes and our hearts of understanding, God, that we can receive from your word today. In your name, Jesus, amen. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. I want to talk to you for the next few moments of time here this morning about your relationship with the Lord. And what kind of a relationship do you have with the Lord? There's many people, the relationship that they have with the Lord is simply this. They gave their hearts to God. That's an important thing. That's a must do if you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But then when it comes into knowing God and getting into that deep relationship with him, for many it goes no deeper than this. And they think this is what relationship is. I go to church when I'm able to, when the church doors are open. I give my tithes and I give my offerings. And if the pastor asks anything of me, if it's within reason, I'm willing to do it. And I try to help others in the community. And I try to let my light shine for Jesus. And that's the extent of their relationship with God. Your relationship with God needs to be much deeper than that. And many people feel justified in that. That is relationship with him, just doing what the church says, doing what the pastor says, but not really knowing him in that deep relationship. And this verse that I chose to read here this morning, it said at the end, though he be not far from every one of us, he's not far from any one of us, but he wants to have a genuine relationship with you. And that's more than you just coming into church on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights and Wednesdays and going to camp meetings and fellowship meetings and revival meetings. It's much more than that. It's more than you giving your tithes and offering. A relationship, if there's going to be a relationship with God, it's something that has to be developed. It just doesn't happen automatically. We give our hearts to God. There's a longing and a yearning within us that we all of a sudden want to know more about God. We want to get to know him in a real way. And that's why it is when somebody first gives their heart to God and they're a new Christian can't go to church enough. They want there to be church every night of the week. They want there to be revival, going from one revival into another revival. Why is that? It's because they're developing that relationship with God and they want to get to know God. And the danger that we have, those that have been serving God a long time, is that relationship is we can almost become too familiar with God. And we put God within a box and we develop a relationship with him. And like I said, many people people, their relationship with God is just when they go to church on Sunday morning, or when they go to church on Sunday night, or if they go on Wednesday night, if they can fit that into their busy schedule, and they somehow think that that's all there is to that relationship with God. The relationship with God is much deeper than that, and it can be much deeper than that. There's an old hymn that was written many years ago. It's probably, I know it's in some of the books that we have around here, and it's called Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Just a Closer Walk with Thee. I want to know You in a real way. I want You to be a personal God to me. So we're going to look at that this morning, but a relationship needs developed. You have to develop a relationship. There's some people that will only develop and have that relationship with God when they're going through hard times and they're going through trials. And then they call out to God and they start to have a relationship with Him. They lose their job and then they want that relationship with Him, or they get a diagnosis of a health issue that's not a good diagnosis, and then they're coming to the church, they're reaching out to God, and they think that they're having a relationship with Him that way. But some people do develop a relationship with God when facing hard trials and tribulations. Why do they do that? Because they know that the only way to get through what they're in is to have more of God in their life. But God wants us to have a closer relationship than that with Him. How would you like it if the relationship with your children, and for many it is, there's parents that joke about it, and there's reasons that it happened. Well, the only time my children ever contact me or get a hold of me is when they need something. And do you have a relationship like that with somebody? Do you have somebody that you classify as an acquaintance or a friend, but you don't hear from them? Everything's going good in their life. You don't hear from them. And then when they're in dire need or in a dire situation, and then they're reaching out to you. And that's the kind of relationship that they have with you. In fact, when you see their phone number coming up on your phone or their text message, you almost dread to know what it is that, you know, what is it that they need this time? What's the dilemma that they're in this time? But that's the kind of relationship many people have with each other. And sad to say, that's the kind of relationship that a lot of people have with God. God is, in their minds, the relationship with God is just to be when you're in a dire situation in need and you can't figure it out for yourself, because you know the old analogy, God only helps those who help themselves. And so He wants me to help myself. And if I get into a situation that I can't help myself, and then that relationship I have with Him, and then I say, God, I need You to help me now. That's not a good way to develop a relationship with God. But there are some people that have developed good relationships with God because of a hard time that they were going through in their life. They were going through a dark valley. They were going through a hard place. And they reached out to God. And God, in His grace and His love and His mercy, He took them in, them close, and then God became something greater to that person, more than just somebody that you call upon whenever you're in need. Many know a lot about God. They know a lot about God. Amen. But it takes a while to really know God. In here, I would say we know a lot about God. We study. We study in Sunday school. We study on Wednesday nights. The youth group study. We hear the Word of God. The Word of God's preached, so we know a lot about God. But it takes a while to really know Him. I can tell you all about God and what He's done for others, but then for you to really know Him, there needs to be something that happens in your life where you know it was the hand of God that intervened. I can talk to you about God and what He did for the children of Israel and the parting of the Red Sea. I can tell you about Jesus and the walking on the water. I can tell you about the miracles of Jesus. You know about Him, but to really know Him, you need sometimes some of those things to happen in your life. Amen. And God wants to do that in your life. God wants to reveal Himself to you in a real and in a personal way. And so it's not enough to know about God. Amen. It's not enough to know about God, because when hard times come, knowing about God won't give you the strength that you need. I just know about God, and that's not going to give me the strength that I need whenever I'm facing those hard times. I can know that Jesus walked on water. water. I can know that Jesus healed blind eyes. Amen. I can know that he made the deaf to hear. I can know all of these wonderful things that he did. But whenever I am in need, I need to know him in a real way. I need to know that he can do it for me. And so when trials come in your life, what we have to do is we have to learn to lean on him. There are things in life that have happened to some of you. There are things that will happen to some of you where you're going to have to lean on Jesus. You don't understand it. You don't see a way out of it. God, I've done all that I can do. Now I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to reach out to you. I'm going to believe. So trials come. Amen. And as we develop that relationship with him, we learn to lean on Jesus. And that's why whenever you can be in the midst of a storm and other people look at you and they wonder how you can remain so calm, and it's like this thing's not even bothering you. How is that? That's because you are developing a good relationship with God and you're trusting in him and you know God's got this. Amen. God's got this situation. And so to have that relationship with God, to develop a relationship with God, you do not have to wait until hard times come. Don't wait until hard times come where God can prove himself faithful to you. God wants to have that relationship to you with you right now. You can start that close relationship with Jesus right now. You don't have to wait until you're going through a hard time. You can get to know him in a real and a loving way. There's many people that know all about church things and Christianity, but they don't have a relationship with God. They know all about church. They know all about Christianity, but they don't have that personal relationship with God. Amen. It's lacking. And we can begin to draw closer to God. We need to do that. There needs to be something down within our heart and in our soul. And as David said, as the deer pants after the water brook, oh my God, so my soul pants after you. There needs to be something within you, that song that we sing, more of you, more of you. I've had it all, but what I need is more of you. There needs to be a longing and a yearning down in your heart and in your soul that you want to know God better than what you know him today. You want to be closer to him than you are today. I'm not saying you're not close to him today. I'm not saying you don't know him today. But there's a deeper walk that God has for his people. Amen. That relationship that I'm talking about this morning, it's not something that's out of reach. Amen. It's not just for the pastors and for the spiritual leaders. Oh, that's where we can sing that song. Just a closer walk with thee, or I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. God, I want to have a close relationship with you. I want to be close to you. I want to know you in a real way. And more than that, God wants a close relationship with all of his children. He doesn't want just a close relationship with the preacher, with the evangelist, with the teacher. We tend to think in that way. Remember what we learned in camp. There's no partiality in him. God's not partial to anybody. God wants that close relationship with anybody. The same way that an evangelist or a pastor or teacher can say that they got a word from God, an inspiration from God. God can give you inspirations too. God can speak to your heart too. Amen. And so the first thing that we have to understand, I'm talking about it this morning. So what is this personal relationship with God? What are you talking about, Pastor, a personal relationship with God? I just thought knowing Jesus was enough, but apparently there's a little bit more to it. Amen. And as a personal relationship with anyone in your life, amen, anyone in your life that you have a personal relationship with them, you have fellowship with them, you have a love between you and that other person, and there's a trust between you and that other person when you have a relationship with them. Amen. So if you're going to have a relationship with God that I'm talking about, is there fellowship with him? Amen. There's a song we sing about fellowship divine. Do you have that fellowship with him? And it's not just enough on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesdays. He wants to fellowship with us all the time. Do you have a love for God like you have for nothing else in this world? And I think I shared that. It must have been last Sunday night or last week we were talking about it. This is going a lot along with what I talked about last week. Do you have a love for him where you're seeking God's kingdom first and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you? There's this old saying that goes on out there that you got to have your ducks in a row. Well, spiritually speaking, you got to have your ducks in a row. You got to give yourself, and we shared that last week, your body, your soul, your spirit, your mind. You give yourself wholly and totally unto God. Why? Because there's a love relationship that you have with Him. And then there's a trust between you and your friends. If you're going to have a relationship, there has to be a trust between you and God, where I trust God. Amen. And God can also trust us. And the story that I can tell you about that is God knew Abraham's heart. He knew what Abraham was going to do, but He told him to go up and to offer his only son upon that altar. And he was ready. He had that knife drawn. He had that dagger drawn, ready to slay his son, because that's what God told him to do. And God told him to stop. And there was a ram caught in the thicket behind him. And he offered that. But the interesting thing that God said to Abraham there, He said, "Now I know your heart. We want to trust in God. God wants us to trust in Him." But don't you think that sometimes God wants to put a little bit of trust in you? That's developing a relationship with God. God just knows what you're going to do. He knows that you're going to stand for Him. He knows you're going to be there. Amen. And this relationship, amen, is to be known, is to know Him and to be known by Him, that He calls you by name, a relationship with Him. It's more than just church attendance. It's more than just reading your Bible. Amen. We all were created by God for a relationship with Him. That's why you were created. What's my purpose in life? We talked about it in Sunday school a little bit this morning. There's a purpose and a reason. God has something He wants everybody to do, and I can tell you what that is. The thing that God wants all created people to do, and all children in this world, all people in this world, is He wants them to have a relationship with Him. That is man's main purpose in life, is to have a relationship with God. And when man doesn't have that relationship with God, there's something lacking inside of him. There's a void inside of him. And he reaches out and he goes after this thing. He goes after that thing. He does this. He does that. He goes in many directions. But yet he still feels like there's something lacking, because there is. Amen. Because God wants to have that relationship with you. He wants to have that close personal relationship with us. That is your main purpose in life. Oh, your main purpose in life is to have a relationship with Him. Oh, I thought my main purpose in life, since I gave my heart to God, was to go tell all the world, go into the highways and byways and compel them to come in, to heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. I thought that was my purpose in life. Your main and first, utmost important purpose in life is to have a relationship with God. Because if you have that relationship with God, like He wants you to have that relationship with Him, then you'll go out into the highways and byways. You'll compel people to come in. People will respond to the message that you have. You will be able to go out there and be like Peter and John. You'll be able to say, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." The demons will flee and tremble. Amen. Not at the sound of your name, but at the presence of Jesus that is in you. And how is that going to happen? Because you have to have a close personal relationship with God. Why is it when you hear some people speak and preach, that they're saying the words of God, they're repeating scriptures and words that are in the Bible, but it's just like there's not much life with it? And then you'll have another preacher come, and some will say, well, it's their way of presenting it, as their presentation. But what it's all about, those that come in the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost, how is it that they can preach the way that they do and share the Word of God the way that they do? Because they have a close relationship with Jesus. Amen. A close relationship with Him. That's not out of the reach of anybody. We can get that close relationship with Him. Amen. And so we were created. That's our main purpose in life, is to have a relationship with Him. Work on that relationship with Him. That's the first thing that we need to do. God, I need you in my life. I need you more in my life. I need this relationship. Amen. The second thing that we can question ourselves, what does it mean to know God? God knew Abraham. Amen. What does it mean to know God? Knowing God isn't the same as knowing about God. There's a lot of people that know about God. They'll say, I believe in Jesus. But there could be a big difference between two people when they say, I believe in Jesus. One will say that they believe in Jesus because they simply believed in his existence, that he was real, that he was really here on this earth at one time. But another one says, when he believes in Jesus, that he has taken it a step farther. He has accepted him as a Savior. There is a difference. And so knowing God isn't the same as knowing about God. Amen. God wants us to know him. So what does it mean to know God, to really know God? There needs to be a yearning, a longing, a thirst, an appetite within us. God, I want to know you. We know his ways are past understanding and past finding out. But God, I want to know you in a more and in a personal way. Amen. An example we can give of what it means to know God. You have someone in your life, amen, that you really like. You might have known that person for years. Amen. You know where they live. You know their phone number. You know their interest. Amen. They're friends. You're friends with some of the same people that they're friends with. But yet you talk to them once in a while. But you know something's missing in that relationship. And what's missing is you've never had a deep conversation with that individual. You know all about them. You know everything about them. But you never had a deep conversation with them. Amen. You've never heard that person tell you stories about their own life. Amen. Happenings that happened in their own life. You've never seen them cry. You don't really know if they have emotions. You've never seen them really be happy. Amen. You don't know their likes and their dislikes, so you really don't know them. Amen. It's the same way in knowing God. Amen. In knowing God, we know that he's touched with the feelings of our infirmities because the Word of God tells us that. He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. So he is that dear friend. He is that dear Savior that wants to be close to us. Sometimes we just put a wall, like it's just a distant thing. There's no way that I can know God in this personal way. It's just something that's out of my reach. Amen. And so you've known about God all of your life. There's many of us that have known about God all of our life, but to know him in an intimate way is different. To know him in an intimate way is different. Even knowing what he can do for others, that's good. But to know him in a personal way, that's something different. How do we develop a deeper relationship with God? We're talking about going deeper into God. Amen. We're talking about, I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. We're talking about spending that time with him. And so how do we develop that deeper relationship with God? More than just being here on Sunday morning and Sunday night and reading my Sunday school lesson. How do we develop that relationship with him? How do I get to know God in that personal way? How can I have that real relationship with him? And it might have been D.L. Moody. It was one of them ones from days gone by. I know I've shared this often here in the church, but it just shows you the power of God in having that intimate relationship with the Lord. He had such a relationship with the Lord that when he would go into towns and they didn't have all the entertainment and things that we have now that we can do and take them and show things, so they took him to a local factory to show him the things that were produced there in that town. And it said, the story says, as that man was walking through that factory, that men that were running the machines would just get down on their knees and start weeping and crying and repenting of their sins. And he did not say a word to them. Why were they doing that? Because that man had a close relationship with God. Amen. Talking about, you can have such a close relationship with God that when you get around people, and it's happened in the past, don't say it can't happen, that people will just repent of their sins, that all of a sudden feel their need of a Savior. You didn't even say a word to them. You're not holier than thou. You're not a monk living in a monastery somewhere where you just come out and show your face occasionally, but you have such a close relationship with God that the power and the anointing of God just emits from you. It's like an electric current that goes through the air when people are around you. Amen. And then you can be like Peter and John. They said, we don't have silver and gold, but But what we do have, we give it to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. I can say those same words and nothing can happen. But if you have that close relationship with God, things can begin to happen. And so how do we do that? How do we have that deeper relationship with God? First of all, you're going to have to spend time with Him. And you do that in prayer and reading of His Word. Amen. Because prayer is what connects us to God. I'm going to say that again. Prayer is what connects us to God. It's not so much when I come into the church and we're worshiping and singing, and I can feel the Spirit of God moving, and I lift my hands in worship. I might even get happy sometimes and do a little two-step. You know, I feel really good about myself. I feel the Spirit of God. Amen. It's deeper than that. Prayer is what connects us with God, and we need to be consistent with that. We need to be consistent with that. You need to have an intentional communication with God, not just that communication, God, with God, when you don't understand something, you're saying, God, I don't understand this. Yeah, leave it there. Leave it there. We sing that song, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. But we have that intentional communication with Him. Amen. Where we're reaching out to Him. Amen. And God won't force. And here's the hard part. Why don't more people have a close relationship with God? Because God doesn't force us to spend time with Him. He doesn't force us to spend time with Him. It's something that we voluntarily do. We have to want to do it, and we have to actively do so. Lord, I'm going to take this time. I'm going to spend it with You. I want to have that communication with You. I want to have that close relationship with You. And do you know that spending time with God isn't always going to feel like a revival? It isn't always going to feel like camp meeting. It always isn't going to feel like worship. It isn't always going to be like you feel when you come into church and you raise your hands, and we call it the Holy Ghost. I don't know what it is. Amen. The hair raises on the back of our neck. Amen. A tingling goes down our spine. Oh, we feel all good inside. When you're spending that personal time with God, it's not always going to feel that way. It's not always going to feel that way. It's not going to feel like a revival, a camp meeting, or worship. For if it always felt that way, it would be so much easier to do it, would it not? Amen. When we had a prayer service, if we always were overjoyed with the power and the presence of God, and He just moved in and stirred our hearts and our souls, it would be easy to pray. But it doesn't happen that way. Amen. And so you have to be consistent. Amen. And in this life that we're living, communicating, when that communication comes on, with the communication between a husband and a wife, amen, and even with friends, isn't always exciting, but it's necessary. I'm not always overjoyed and excited when I'm communicating with my wife and I'm talking to her. Oh, it's just such a joyous time to be around you. It's just, oh, every day's a glorious day. That's not the truth. Amen. And with the friends that you have, it's not always a wonderful experience to be around them, but yet you communicate with them. And so communication isn't always exciting, but it's necessary for that relationship to grow. If your marriage is going to grow stronger, there has to be communication. And if your relationship with God is going to grow stronger, there has to be communication. It's not always going to be exciting, but you must have that communication with God. Amen. You must have that quiet time with God where you're just praying, you're studying, you're reading your Bible, you're meditating, you're thinking on the things of God. And when you do that, it is so worth it. It will put a fire down in your heart and in your soul. And then when you come into church, you're ready to worship because you've developed that relationship with Him. And now I've come to this place to worship the one that I've developed that relationship with. It becomes an exciting time. Amen. And so you have to spend time with Him in prayer and reading. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, I think I shared this last week also, we need to pray without ceasing, developing that relationship with God. We talk to God everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, we need to talk to God. Amen. We need to talk to God. That seems strange. You should always have a mindset of prayer. And God should always be first in your heart during the day. God, what is it that you want of me? You're thinking about God. Amen. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. I'm just thinking about God. What would God do in this situation? Amen. And so if God's the first thing in your mindset, he's the first thing in your heart. When something tough comes along, your first thought is going to be to ask God for help. It's not going to be, oh, what should I do? Who should I turn to? What direction should I go? Because he's first in your mind already. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The first thing that you're going to do is ask God for help. Amen. Or when a blessing comes. Amen. And so when a blessing comes, what's the first thing you do? You're going to give thanks. You're going to give thanks to God because you know that it came from God. Amen. So God, he is a personal God. In that scripture that I read in Acts 17:27, he isn't far away from any one of us. The last part of that verse, though he be not far from every one of us. God isn't far from you. God's not out of reach in your life. God's not somebody that's just for the preacher or the evangelist or the Sunday school teacher. God is for you too. God is on your side. Amen. So God isn't someone far away from you and only answers when your need is spiritual. Oh, my need is only spiritual. Those are the only things I can take to God. There was a happening with someone in the church here this week. And some people wouldn't like this. They would say, no, you shouldn't do that. But it was a situation where one of their pets was having an issue. And I said to that individual on the other side of the line, I said, don't forget to pray. And pray for a godly intervention in this situation with that pet that you have and the situation that they're having. Amen. So God is always there. God wants us to communicate with him. Amen. He's there when you need help in this life. Amen. He can even help you in a situation with a pet. God can help you find a misplaced item. I was going to say a lost item, but if it was lost, that means you would never find it. But you've misplaced something. God is that kind of God. He's that kind of a personal God. You lose something. My wife lost something this week. She lost one of the keys to the car. She's got two of them for the car. We say lost, but it was misplaced. And I don't know if she prayed about it. And last night I was doing something, and lo and behold, I found that key that was missing. God is even caring about things like that, that personal relationship with him. Amen. He wants to hear from you about all things. Amen. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He wants to hear from you about all things, whether they're good or bad, whether the problem's big or whether the problem's small. God loves it when you say, Lord, help me in this situation. Guide me in this situation. But there's something about us that we're just going to do it on our own. We're talking about developing that relationship. And so if you're developing a relationship with others, you can't have a relationship with others. Amen. You can't have a relationship. If you can't have a relationship with others in this life that you can see, you can't have a relationship. There's always this, there's always that. And I can't just have a close friendship. Nobody understands. How can you have a relationship with God? God wants us to understand relationship. He wants you to have relationships with people here on this earth. And as you have that relationship with them, so you can have that relationship with God. Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpens iron. What does that mean? We need each other in this life that we're living, and that'll help you develop a closer relationship with God. We need each other. We grow and we learn together. Amen. We share with others our experiences with God, and then it's going to help others in the faith. That's where we have in Pentecostal churches what is called a testimony meeting, because you're sharing experience that you had with God, and that's going to help others in their faith when they're facing something similar. They're going to remember that testimony that you gave. We're talking about having that relationship with God. Amen. And then we also need to listen to God's voice. We listen to his voice, but here's something that we have to do to build that relationship. We have to practice obedience to the word of God. We have to apply ourselves to the word of God. God doesn't force us to do that. We want to have that relationship. We have to apply ourselves to the word of God. That relationship relationship with God. It's a two-way street. Amen. So talking to God, that's important, but listening to Him is just as important. It's not all one-sided. God, I need, I want. God, I don't understand. God, help me. God wants to talk to us too. Amen. God is always speaking, but at times we fail to hear Him. And I've shared this thought before. How loud does God have to speak to you for you to hear? Can He talk to you in that still small voice? And you say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Or does God, and this is a way that God can speak to people too, or does God permit something to happen in your life where you end up in a hospital bed on the flat of your back, just hanging on to life, just a thread between life and death? And then you're like, okay, God, I hear what you're trying to say to me. How loud does God have to speak for you to hear? If you have defined or redefined, amen, or refined that relationship with the Lord, He don't have to speak very loud and you hear Him. But the farther we drift away from God, the louder He will speak to us. We need to live in a place where He can talk to us in that still small voice. Amen. Why is it that we can't hear God? Because we're distracted by so many things. We're distracted by social media, myself included. It's very distracting. Amen. We get distracted by those things. We can't hear God. A television can distract you. Friends can distract you. Work can distract you. Amen. The cares of this life, the things that you have to do, can become such a distraction that you don't hear the voice of God when He's speaking to you. You got to develop that relationship with Him. You have to keep the distractions out of the way of hearing God's voice. Keep the distractions out of the way of hearing God's voice. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. You have to do that. Jesus said in John 14, 21 through 23, amen, in so many words, if a man love me, he will keep my words. It's not enough to hear the word of God. We need to act on the word of God. Those who love God will obey His word. We say we love God, but we're far from His word. We don't love God. It's just lip service. Amen. We're talking about a relationship. We trust Him. We need to really trust Him. If we lack trust, we'll do opposite of what He says to do. God says do this. We say, I trust God. God says do this, and we don't do it. Why don't we do it? Because we don't trust God. We don't think that God really can. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Can God really help me in the situation that I'm in? After all, I got myself into it, and you know, God helps those who help themselves out. I have to get my way out of it. We need to do away with that kind of thinking. Amen. God's a merciful and He's a loving God. Amen. And a lack of trust is a sign that the relationship with Him needs developed. And so if you can't obey God and do what thus saith the Lord, there's a lack of trust there. And that means that that relationship needs to be developed with Him a little bit more. And then we need to learn to trust Him with all of our hearts. Amen. You can't have an effective relationship with someone that you don't trust. There's marriages that are broken up because the trust has been broken. And it's been broken for reasons. One of them has been unfaithful to the other one. And so to build that trust back in is a very difficult, it's a very hard thing. There can't be an effective relationship with someone that you don't trust. So if you don't trust God completely, totally, and wholly, you can't have that good relationship with Him. You got to trust God. God, you got this. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to do it, but I know that you're going to do it. You can't have an effective relationship if you don't trust. Let me tell you this morning. I think you know it already. God is trustworthy. You can trust God. God is trustworthy. He will never let you down. You can trust Him at all times. All times you can trust Him. Amen. You can trust God, and you can trust God when you're angry, when you're sad. If you have committed a sin, you need to trust God in all the situations. You can trust God. God, He won't turn you away. Amen. You can tell God your deepest secrets. your deepest, darkest secrets. We used to sing that song, let's just have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. I'm talking about relationship. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer. That person that wrote that song, they're talking about relationship. Amen. He knows all about it. He knows in your darkest moments. You can tell him the struggles that you're having. If you're having any kind of struggles, we can sit and we can wonder, why am I struggling so hard with this? Why is this so difficult for me? And we try to analyze and we try to find scripture to apply and try to figure it out, but we don't say anything to God. It's okay to say to God when we're having struggles. Read through the book of Psalms. Read the Psalms of David. When he was in a lot of struggles and a lot of situations that he didn't understand, he talked to God about it. He took it to the Lord in prayer. When nobody else understood him, he would take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. God already knows how you feel. God already knows. But tell God whatever you feel inside. It's not going to offend him. God, right now, I'm having a little bit of a trust issue with you because of thus and so. Oh, I can't talk to God like that. Oh, yes, you can. You can talk to God like that. He wants you to pour your heart out, bear your soul out to him. Amen. And remember, it's a two-way conversation. So if you talk to God like that, then God's going to have something to say back to you. He's not necessarily going to rebuke you and say, what do you mean you're having a trust issue with me? Can't you see all the times that I... God's not like that. God's a loving, understanding God. He wants to develop that relationship with you. Amen. And don't compare your relationship with God to that of others. We like to compare to others. Be yourself with God. Well, I don't have a relationship like this evangelist does. I could never share the word of God like that. I never feel an anointing like that. I don't have testimonies like they have. I'll never be what they are. Don't compare yourself with others. You have to be yourself with God. In other words, be real with God. God, this is just where I am. I know other people that are in other places, and you know, some are up here, some are down here, but this is where I am. And that's having that relationship with God. Then we have to, lastly, we have to learn how to depend upon God. We have to learn how to depend upon God. Amen. That's necessary for a personal relationship. If you're going to have a relationship here in this world with anybody, you have to learn how to depend upon that person. They say they're going to be there for you at a certain time. You know that they're going to be there. There's that dependability. There's that trust. Amen. And so to have that personal relationship, you need to learn how to depend on him. Amen. What do? We tend to rely on ourselves. We tend to rely upon ourselves. Amen. To depend upon God. In closing, we're going to ask him, amen, for decisions we're going to make. We're going to ask him for guidance in decisions that we need to make. We're just not going to go and do and I just hope this is what God wants. I hope this will work out. I'm not sure if it'll work out. No. Amen. We can have such a relationship with him. We can ask for guidance. And we can ask God help in each day. God, I need your help today. Lord, that song we used to sing, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. We're not going to sing that song, but I can't even walk without, I need you. That's the relationship I need to have with you. And God, and here's one that you can do to help develop that relationship. You might not think you do, but you do. God, I need your wisdom today. I don't know everything I'm going to face today, but I do know that I need your help today. And so this relationship that we have with God, it's a process. Where are you in your relationship with God? Let's stand to our feet this morning. Amen. Stand to your feet this morning. I'm talking about having a close relationship with God. We read in Acts, he is not far from every one of us. He's not far from us. But do you have that close relationship with him? Develop that close relationship with him. Let's pray this morning. Amen. And each one of you have to reach out for yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us that are gathered here today, God, that we will develop that close personal relationship with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we will learn to depend upon you. God, that we will trust you, God. Lord, we will fully trust you, God. We won't look to the arm of flesh. We won't lean on our own understanding, God, but we'll develop this relationship with you. We'll spend time alone with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, help us today. We thank you for it. Let's sing that little chorus, shut in with God in a secret place. Amen. There in his presence, I think it says, behold in his face. And maybe the words will come to me. Maybe they won't, but I think some of you know that song. That's what it is. That personal relationship. relationship with God? Is your relationship just a Sunday relationship, just a Wednesday, just a camp meeting relationship, or is it something that goes on every day? God wants it to be every day. Amen.